The first time Lisa Hamilton called 911, the water was up to her knees. By the time Lisa and her husband Roger finally got rescued in an inflatable boat, it was up to her neck.
We were scared to death. He was holding me up, and he had my purse, my cell phone, and my go bag, which had, like, you know, our birth certificates, marriage, all that crap. And they get us in the boat, and they can't get the boat started. And we're just like, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to die in an inflatable boat going down the river.
Luckily, the engine started, and they were taken to higher ground. The Hamiltons live on River Road. It's a small, almost rural-feeling community in the upper Roxborough area of Philly. They live in a big white trailer that sits up on cinder blocks, about 5 feet in the air. It's got a beautiful view of the Schuylkill River, because it's just about 50 feet away. But last fall, that was not a good thing.
Like, we're lucky to be alive.
Within weeks of the storm, the state documented 150 residential buildings in Philadelphia that were impacted. Close to a dozen were destroyed. Ultimately, thousands of Philadelphia households got aid from FEMA, most of it to help with housing. Lisa and Roger Hamilton's home survived, but inside, the flood ruined everything. The walls, the floor, the furniture, keepsakes like their wedding album, and a photo of their first date.
You know, my refrigerator's upside down, everything I own. I mean, I'm 60 years old and I lost everything.
Now, 1 year later, the couple is still renovating.
See all we got down here?
Inside the trailer, new mold-resistant insulation fills the walls, and the ceiling gleams white with new mold-resistant paint. The couple did not have flood insurance. They did get some aid from FEMA, but Roger says it was a nightmare.
FEMA was harder to deal with than a flood.
The aid wasn't enough to cover even the materials needed to rebuild, so the couple's doing the work themselves and staying at a rental property they own nearby. They're renovating with materials that Roger hopes will protect their home from damage if there's another flood.
The walls are not drywall, they're knotty pine wood, and the floors are not rugged.
Roger says the couple would love to raise their home up higher too, but they're afraid it would mean more bureaucracy, and they're anxious to get back into their home. Rebuilding from a disaster in ways that make your home more resilient is not easy, says Joe Trainer, a professor in the University of Delaware's Disaster Research Center. He says some of the most effective ways to reduce the risk of flood damage, like elevating homes or utility lines, are expensive, and getting assistance is time-consuming.
I think people really struggle with, do I put my time into understanding and taking these stronger measures and doing something that protects me for the long term, or do I get my house back together and try to get my life moving it with some semblance of normalcy?
But he says it's worth thinking about doing what you can, especially as climate change makes rapidly intensifying hurricanes like Ida more likely.
When we look at exposure to flood, when we look at exposure to severe weather, the signals are all suggest that these things are getting worse.
Down the river, near Center City, one condo building is trying to prepare.
So this is our entrance lobby.
Sven Schroeder shows me around the first floor of his building. It's a historic 12-story building about a block from the Schuylkill. The area flooded during Ida. Schroeder says cars floated in the building's parking garage. The lobby got soaked. The basement flooded. Elevators broke, and the building lost power.
You know, the building was uninhabitable for at least a week afterwards, if not longer, so everyone had to move out.
Schroeder's condo association is determined to minimize damage from the next flood. He's an architect, and he's been helping his building make some changes, like resurfacing the floors and the first 30 inches of the walls in the lobby.
As you can see, all the materials, it's all tile, ceramic tile here, so the idea is that this is all water resistant.
Schroeder says the condo association is paying for the renovations, primarily with an insurance reimbursement from the flood. He says they've also bought flood barriers that can go up around the building ahead of a storm. They're moving the elevator equipment to the roof of the parking garage, and they've built new utility rooms above the floodplain where essential electrical equipment will go.
If there is another flood, all of that electrical equipment won't be affected, and the building won't be knocked out of service for a week. People won't be displaced, and we'll be able to hopefully, you know, make a quicker recovery.
Schroeder's hoping to get the electrical system switched over soon because it's peak hurricane season again. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.